Well, magnificent Monday morning, beloved. It is great to start this new week with you. Today we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17 through 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. God's saving word again for us has been encouragement. And in this passage of scripture, Paul expresses his desire to visit the Thessalonians again. And he sends Timothy to Thessalonica to encourage the believers to remain strong in the faith. So let's begin. As for us, friends, when we were separated from you for a little while, not in our thoughts, of course, but only in body, how we missed you and how hard we tried to see you again. We wanted to return to you. I myself tried to go back more than once, but Satan would not let us. After all, it is you. You, no less than others, who are our hope, our joy, and our reason for boasting of our victory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes. Indeed, you are our pride and our joy. Finally, we could not bear it any longer, so we decided to stay on alone in Athens while we sent Timothy, our brother who works with us, for God in preaching the good news about Christ. We sent him to strengthen you and to help your faith so that none of you should turn back because of these persecutions. You yourselves know that such persecutions are part of God's will for us, for while we were still with you, we told you ahead of time that we were going to be persecuted, as you well know, and that is exactly what happened. That is why I had to send Timothy. I could not bear it any longer. So I sent him to find out about your faith. Surely it could not be that the devil had tempted you and all our work had been for nothing. Now Timothy has come back and he has brought us the welcome news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always think well of us and that you want to see us just as much as we want to see you. So, in all our trouble and suffering, we have been encouraged about you, friends. It was your faith that encouraged us, because now we really live if you stand firm in your life in union with the Lord. Now we can give thanks to our God for you. We thank him for the joy that we have in his presence because of you. Day and night, we ask him with all of our hearts to let us see you personally and supply what is needed in your faith. May our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus prepare the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love for one another and all people grow more and more and become as great as our love for you. In this way, he will strengthen you. And you will be perfect and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all who belong to him. And today's key verse is 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8, where Paul says, stand firm in your life in union with the Lord. You know, this particular passage of scripture refers to Christ's return in three different occasions. And so, you know, even at this point in history, still, midway through the first century, you know, Paul, as well as most all other believers, was looking for the imminent return of Jesus Christ. And as long as Jesus did not come, as long as Jesus postponed his second coming, Paul knew that there would be tribulation for Christians to endure. And that's why he was so concerned when he hadn't heard from the Christians in Thessalonica. He wanted to make sure that their prayer had not been in vain, that their work had not been in vain. Let us pray. Holy God, help me to keep growing stronger in faith and in my love for others, and let me be a source of encouragement to others in their faith journeys. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Okay, Tuesday morning together has come to a close, And tomorrow, join me as we continue in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and where the Apostle Paul writes more about the Lord's return. Until tomorrow, God bless, beloved, and you keep clinging to those promises that Christ has given you in his word. Amen.